Baltimore has put a busy business corridor in the northeast part of the city on a so-called road diet, reducing the number of lanes for cars and installing floating bus stops and bike lanes. WYPR's Emily Sullivan reports that the goal is to make the stretch of Harford Road between Echo Dale and White Avenues safer, not just for pedestrians, bus riders, and bikers, but also for cars.
Here's how it works. The city reduced four busy traffic lanes to three. Two lanes run up and down the street, and a middle lane is for left turns. According to the Federal Department of Transportation, road diets like this one can reduce crashes by an average of 29%. The agency says minor traffic corridors that are overbuilt and unsafe are strong candidates for road diets. Councilman Ryan Dorsey, who's behind the plan, says that's why Harford Road got one.
We have a responsibility to engineer for the safety and movement of people, not just high-speed, high-volume movement of cars.
It's the result of a $400,000 state transportation grant. Lane reductions cut down on crashes because they lower the number of times cars can cross each other's paths. Studies also show that motorists drive slower when there are fewer lanes. The project added bike lanes throughout the corridor. A lane of parking remains on either side of the street. There are also four new floating bus stops. These raised platforms on one side of the road allow buses to pick up riders without weaving in and out of traffic lanes. Dorsey and I watched some riders use one.
There's a bus stopping here. We had a couple passengers here step off the rear door of the bus. And just like that, I don't know, what did that take? Like a whole 4 seconds for the bus to stop, let them off, and keep going northbound on Harford.
With fewer lanes, drivers can no longer pass stopped buses. According to city estimates, these new conditions add a minute and 12 seconds to morning southbound commutes and 44 seconds to evening northbound commutes. The councilman says that's a worthwhile trade-off for calmer traffic, safer driving patterns, and improved bus times.
It's a safer environment than it ever was before. We're going to eventually prove that this is a strategy for how we revitalize historic corridors like Harford Road all around Baltimore City.
Some businesses say they've seen new customers thanks to the road diet. Here's Jeremy Price, the executive chef at the Hamilton Tavern.
You know, we do have people come in that are like, hey, we live two blocks away and didn't know you were here, because they're probably flying by on their way home from work and they don't see us.
Price himself was skeptical of the project. But the Hamilton resident says he changed his mind after he realized it made all forms of transportation safer.
It makes people pay attention once they get into the corridor where the lanes are changing and there's all the markers. You have to pay attention. You can't be on your cell phone just like gunning it through the intersection and almost running me over or somebody else.
Many other local residents I spoke with agreed with Price, not Gil Silva. He says he doesn't care about safety improvements if it means he has to spend more time traveling.
Because why should everybody have to wait? Like, this is a busy road, especially people that live in Parkville and work downtown.
Experts say road diets can provide long-term community benefits.
It's important not just for the health and vitality of the businesses along the corridor, but also ensuring that more residents can access destinations of importance, whether it be a grocery store or a job.
That's Joe McAndrew, the Director of Transportation Policy at the Greater Washington Partnership, an organization that advocates for transit as a means of economic growth throughout the region. He says floating bus stops make buses faster, and Baltimore needs that better bus service and the resulting increase in ridership.
At the end of the day, we're expecting to see an increase in residents and jobs throughout the Baltimore region over the next 20 years. With that, if we don't change the travel commuting patterns, you would expect to see a growing traffic congestion and mobility challenges.
McAndrew says the rest of Baltimore should consider following Harford Road's lead. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.